Father, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master, and thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. We have parliamentarians here, which we shall be introducing in the evening, and pastors and ministers. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, all the way to verse 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This morning, afternoon now, we shall be looking at waiting on the Lord, dash, secret of strength. Waiting on the Lord, dash, secret of strength. Every one of us, and our objective is twofold. Number one, we'll understand the impact of strength. And number two, we will understand the dimensions of waiting on the Lord. The impact of strength, the dimensions of waiting on the Lord. It is critical to note that waiting on the Lord is key to strength in life. Every pastor, every minister, every child of God is in need of strength. What is the impact of strength? Number one, strength undergirds health, vitality, and longevity. It undergirds health, undergirds vitality, undergirds longevity. Strength. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7, the Bible said Moses was 120 years old when he died. What was his secret? His eye was not dim, his natural force, his strength was not reduced. So that strength undergirded his health and pushed him into longevity. His strength was not reduced. The spirit of infirmity that we hear about in the Bible, which is the spirit of disease, is literally translated the spirit of weakness. So sickness is the twin of weakness. Pastor here, every servant of God here, every child of God here is in need of strength. Number two, strength is key lead to exploits. Daniel chapter 11, 32. B, but the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Weak people can't do exploits. Tired people can't do exploits. Exhausted people can't do exploits. And if you are a pastor, a minister, a child of God, and you are asking, Lord, you see, there are many of us, you have the anointing to make things happen. But it appears as if the strength to hold that anointing is not there. If only you were strong, you would have seen more results, because it is there. It is like the airplane that can fly but lacks the fuel and the oil to fly. It lacks the oil, it lacks the fuel to fly. Only if it had the oil, if it had the fuel, it will fly. Strength is needed for exploits. Number three, strength is needed to conquer adversity. Adversity. In the season we are in our nation and in the world, globally, we need strength. Proverbs 24 and verse 10, he said, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. We need strength. And number five, strength is key to turning battles to the gate of the enemy. Turning battles to the gates of the enemy. We need strength to turn the battle to the gates of the enemy. Isaiah 28 and in verse 5 to 6, the Bible said, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Strength for them that turn the battle to the gate. Strength for them. Nigeria today, the Christian church and most populations are facing what they call existential threat. Threat to existence. We need strength. That's right. We need strength to handle threat. Strength is needed to face threat. Strength is needed to turn the adversary to the gates of hell. And that strength, all of this strength, comes by waiting on the Lord. There are many things that can bring strength, but waiting on the Lord is a major key to strength. The question we want to answer briefly now is, what are the dimensions of waiting on the Lord? What does it really mean to wait on the Lord? Number one, it means, number one, waiting at the place of fasting and prayer. Waiting. That is what we traditionally know as waiting on the Lord. At the place of fasting and prayer.
Jesus, before he left in Luke 24:49, he told his disciples, tarry in Jerusalem. And behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you, but tarry. The word tarry is the word wait. Ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And you know, they are waiting, involved praying. Acts chapter 1 verse 14, they were in one accord and continued in prayer. It involved praying. That waiting involved praying. And it involved fasting. Even though fasting from food was not mentioned, but we know that there was, they were cut off from every other thing. Every celebration, Pentecost was a festival. They were cut off. They fasted everything. Probably food. It's not categorically stated. But when you stay away from your phone and you stay away from your gistings and stay away from socialization and stay away from so many other things that take your life and your time, it's a form of a fast. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting at the place of fasting and prayer. Number two is waiting or feasting on the word. Waiting or feasting on the word. The word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. The Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Waiting on the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord is the same as the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word is God. So when we say waiting on the Lord, it is waiting on the word. It's the same as waiting on the word. When you decide to settle and feast on the word, it brings strength. In 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14, the Bible said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because ye are strong and the word of God abideth in you. So when you settle on the word, the season of study, the season of meditation, the season of reading is a season of impartation of strength. Number three dimension of waiting is dwelling in the presence of God. Just dwell. Wait on the Lord. Hanging with God. Camping with him. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 14 told us about two anointed ones. That he said this. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the Holy. They wait. They dwell with him. And that imparts strength too. In Psalm 84 verse 7, he said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion that appears before God. That appears before God. Beloved brothers, sisters, do you want to build your strength? Spiritual strength, health, vitality. Waiting on the Lord is a builder of strength. What else is the dimension of waiting on the Lord? Number four is listening for his voice. Just have the idea of a waiter, a hotel waiter, that is listening for instruction, listening for his voice. A waiter listens for the voice of the master, listens to the voice of the client, the customer, waits, listening for his voice. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay close attention.
for God has something to say.
Psalm 85 and in verse 8 said,
I will hear. That is, I am waiting to hear. I am watching to hear what the Lord will speak. He hasn't spoken yet. I haven't heard yet, but I will wait. I will hear. That is a process. I am waiting to hear what the Lord will speak. I am standing on standby to hear. Waiting on God is listening for his voice. Is listening for his voice. Listening for his voice. So please, I'd like you to understand that waiting on the Lord is beyond just fasting and praying. And so in the course of fasting and praying, it is critical to listen for his voice. Listening for his voice. And what will the voice do? In Psalm 29 verse 3 to verse 4, he said that the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. He said the voice of the Lord is powerful. That he imparts power and strength. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 31, he said, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. The Assyrian is beaten down, which smote with a rod. Hallelujah. As we proceed, what are the things which I'll be asking the Lord in the course of this conference? I have come to wait on you for almost a week. Open my ears to hear what I need to hear. Waiting on the Lord is listening for his voice. Number five, the dimension of waiting on the Lord is standing in his service. Standing in his service. Call it stand. You are on standby for assignment. John chapter 2 verse 5. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, Mary said to the servants, those are those who are standing, the waiters, the word is waiters, told the waiters who are waiting, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Standing in his service. And for pastors and ministers, it is critical to know that you can do anything you want, but what you will be rewarded for is what God wants you to do. You can do anything you want, but what you will be rewarded for is what God asked you to do. What you will be empowered for is what God asked you to do. What you will be recognized for is what he asked you to do. When he said you shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless your bread and your water, the blessing is following the commanded service. The covenant, the benefits of the covenant of service follows that service you are commanded to do. So on standby, Lord, here am I. Many people have done so many things, but not the right thing yet. Waiting on the Lord. Standing in his service. The Lord grant us the grace to do the right service in the name of Jesus. Number six, waiting on the Lord involves maintaining calmness and stillness in the spirit. Calmness and stillness. It connotes a spirit that is calm in his presence. A spirit that is still. Psalm 46. And in verse 10, it said, be still and know
that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
I told yesterday the story of Apoyedepo when he went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. He said his face was like a flint set, looking at Kenneth Hagin straight on the altar. Straight, straight. He said a person who sat beside him, he didn't know. The hotel where he slept, he doesn't know the name. But he came for something, a laser beam focus.
He said he focused like that. And he said, Lord, whatever makes
Hagin, Hagin, I want it.
He looked straight until there was that catching up moment, transformation, where the face of the man changed. He said he changed. And of course, only him was seeing that. He became the face of a baby, oil dripping on the face. He said he broke down and began to sob uncontrollably. Sob.
In that climate he had, the baton has been passed over to you. The baton of the word of faith. At that time there was nothing like Faith Tabernacle, nothing. He came back from there and began to dare the undareables. And began to confront the unconfrontable. Believe the incredible. Something happened to him. There are encounters that will not happen until focus is confirmed. Many of us, our minds and hearts, they are too noisy. Whatever you were doing before you came for the meeting is left where you came from. And you face what you came for. Many of us are easy victims of influence. Somebody by your side is distracting you and you agree.
Somebody's action is changing your own action and you agreed.
People came for different things. Calmness. Stillness. Laser beam focus. Very critical.
I am a practitioner of what I'm saying. While I'm in Canaan land, if Papa coughs, I'll write it. Every single testimony shared, I can rehearse it. Because inside the testimonies, there is something for me to see. Inside the praise, there is something happening. Inside the worship,
there are some that are so distracted also, I don't understand.
You don't want any moment to pass. You want to catch all of it. It's not a proof of spirituality to be busy doing other things while you are in a service such as this. It's not a proof of anything.
Even on your own, times when you shut down and be still and be calm. How do you run 3 crusades in 1 week? Three nations. How? And every other thing is still going on.
I have
worked on about 3, 4, or 5 books that have not come out yet in the midst of all of this. I have sang songs that are not out yet. Do you understand what I'm saying? And everything is running. It is important to have some level, help him, the level of quietness, stillness, concentration, and focus that can give you the strength to run how you need to run. Somebody say amen. Do you know what the Bible said about calmness? I just read it for you. Psalm 46 and verse 10. It said, be still and know that I am God. And look at Isaiah chapter 30 verse 7. For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning these. Their strength is to sit still. Their strength. Why did God tell the children of Israel to march around the wall of Jericho 7 times and on the 7 days, 7 times and not utter a word? Don't make a noise. Don't make a sound until the time I ask you to shout. Their strength is to sit still. Kenneth Hagin said he wanted to pray for somebody for baptism of the Holy Ghost. And before you know it, the person will just start screaming like a train is passing. Say, shut up! You are to speak in tongues. This is not the noise to make. You are to speak in tongues. Quieting the person. Laid hands and then the tongue flowed. See, that distraction was a short circuit. It just short-circuited the power. It diverted the power into irrelevant directions. It diverted, it just short-circuited it. Hallelujah. Their strength is to sit still. If this is what somebody came here for, it is critical. Their strength is to sit still, maintaining the calmness and stillness in the spirit is a strength, is a waiting on the Lord, especially in his presence. Strength is to sit still. And finally, it is being patient with God. Wait on the Lord is as good as wait for the Lord. I am waiting on you. I'm waiting for you. It is a determination not to go ahead of God. It's a determination not to lag behind God. What happened to Samuel when he went to the house of Jesse? God said, when you go to the house of Jesse, you will anoint me the king I will name for you. He went ahead of God. He didn't wait. He didn't even ask. He began to mess up and make mistakes. What happened to Abraham? The child of promise is coming. Abraham refused to wait. And he made his own arrangement. Giving birth to the child of the bondwoman, which is a major cause of problem in the whole world today. Am I communicating? Including problem in this country. An arrangement of impatience. An arrangement that of refusing to wait on the Lord. Many people are having ulcers and worries and anxieties and high blood pressures from failure to be patient with God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now we know that the just shall live by his faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Forward. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Look at verse 10:36. For you have need of patience after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. 37. For he that will come for yet a little while, and what God promised to come and will not tarry. But don't put your life under pressure because you have refused to be patient with God. Don't put your life under distress. Don't become sick because you are not waiting on God. Be patient. That patience with God is a key to strength. If a man die, shall he live again? Job 14, verse 14. Say, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until things change. If you have such a mentality and such a perspective, hypertension can never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Somebody receive anything here, say amen. Amen. Somebody receive anything here, say amen. Amen. Now, why do we need strength? Can we back up very, very quickly? What is the impact of strength in our life? First of all, we say that strength undergirds health, vitality, longevity. That is strength. The strength, number two, is key to exploits. And number three, that strength is needed to conquer adversity. Number four, the strength is needed for turning battles to the gate of the enemy. And number five, strength. Oh no, it shouldn't be four. Strength is needed. Okay, let's go over it again. Strength undergirds health, vitality, and longevity. Strength is key to exploits. Strength is key to exploits. Strength is needed to conquer adversity. Number four, strength is needed for turning battles to the gate of the enemy. Number five, strength is needed for speed and progress in life. If you need to run with speed, strength is needed. In Psalm 19, verse 5, he talked about a son that is strong, that is like a strong man to run the race, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiced as a strong man to run a race. Strength is needed for the race. 1 Kings 18, 46, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, the strength of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran faster than the chariot of Ahab. So, strength is needed for speed and progress. Now, what is waiting on the Lord? What are the dimensions of waiting on the Lord? Number one, it's waiting. Can you go with me? Number one, waiting at the place of prayer and fasting. Number two, waiting or feasting on the word. Number three, dwelling in the presence of God. Number four, listening for the voice of the Lord. Number five, standing in God's service on standby for assignment. Number six, maintaining calmness and stillness in the spirit. And number seven, being patient with God. It's a new day for somebody. Can we stand up on our feet everywhere we are? Father, I come before you today. The grace to wait on you, I receive. Can you say that to God? First of all, let's thank the Lord. Three prayers we have to pray. First prayer, say after me and say, Father. Louder, say Father. Louder, say Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
Be glorified, Lord.
Be glorified, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I appreciate you for your word to me today. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and speak to God. Thank him for his word.
Thank you for your word to me today. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Le parata se to kele benada hadasadi.
Larata se ko faranaga leto so to faranaga hadasadi. Jalate fetcha sanila garabada unda slori. Rakoto so che fe negla garada hazali. Rata se to fetcha sinegla vida badru gugru so haladadi. Rakata sorena mala ragade gugru so haladadi. Lakareto sanavina mama glagada hosaladadi. Rakata so to fetcha so to lagada hadi.
In the name of Jesus. 1 minute, 2 minutes prayer. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to wait on you. In the name of Jesus. To wait at the place of fasting and prayer.
2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Again, say, Father, I receive the grace to wait on you. At the place of fasting and prayer. I receive the grace to wait on you. At the place of feasting on the wall. I receive the grace to dwell in your presence. I receive the grace to listen for your voice. I receive the grace to stand in your service. I receive the grace to maintain the calmness and stillness in the spirit. I receive the grace to be patient with you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Pray. Jesus, pray, pray, pray. Mashali Tora Babadala Taradini. Le Karadigo Sali Tefeni Glada. In the name of Jesus. Finally, lift up your hands and receive multidimensional strength. Strength. Multiple strength. Multidimensional strength. Multidimensional strength. Multidimensional strength. Multidimensional strength. We already heard of Samson who lost strength from unrighteousness. And if there is anyone here, we already prayed, but if you need to rededicate your life to Christ, please still step forward. We did a massive altar call at the beginning. But right now, say, Father,
Father,
I apply
for your strength.
How many of us need a strength to finish a particular battle? You need that strength to finish a particular battle. A stubborn issue, a stubborn disease, a stubborn situation that need to be finished. You need a strength. You need to know what to do and how to go about it. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive, I apply. Under 2 minutes, I apply for the strength to turn the battle to the gates of the enemy. I receive now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.